This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. While protecting our nation's food supply is a critical part of national security, and while the likelihood of a bioterrorism attack on American agriculture may be low, the stakes are extraordinarily high. An intentional strike against crops or livestock would not only threaten the safety and availability of food here at home, but also disrupt global marketplaces that depend on U.S. ag exports. From the grocery store shelves to international shipping lanes, the ripple effects of such an event would reach far beyond our borders. So what's being done to protect us? We'll talk about that next.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
The FBI is widely recognized for investigating crimes of every kind, but few people realize its role in protecting America's food and farm systems. Scott Malik is a Weapons of Mass Destruction Coordinator with the FBI and explains potential threats that face U.S. agriculture.
So within the modalities of WMDR, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, explosive hazards, I would say biological threats probably has the most going on, whether it's emerging technologies, agriculture, food, defense. There's a lot going on when it comes to biological threats. You got to keep in mind the FBI is not a regulator, but it's important that I align myself with local, state, and federal regulatory agencies to understand what the vulnerabilities are when it comes to agriculture and food defense. We consider food and agriculure part of national security. If that's disrupted, we're going to have some big issues.
Malik says that the FBI's outreach at major ag gatherings helps them connect directly with farmers, companies, and even international visitors to provide a platform to highlight the importance of safeguarding property, processes, and production methods vital to maintaining our food system. He says it's also vital to remember that every farm matters when it comes to protecting ag. Using a dairy farm as an example, he noted that whether it's a small family herd or a large commercial operation, each plays a role in feeding people and sustaining rural communities.
You know, if you have a small family farm, it's a dairy farm, and maybe you're holding that milk for a couple days before it's picked up, how do you safeguard that milk? And a lot of times, I think these discussions really hit home because when you're in a small family farm, security is often an afterthought, if a thought at all. So it's great to have these one-on-one conversations and let them know and understand what those vulnerabilities are. But most importantly, that they have an advocate for them in the field and that we're there for them as a resource if they have any questions.
He adds that risks can be found at every stage of the ag supply chain, from production to distribution.
You think about the farm-to-fork continuum and all the processes within that continuum. So you have the cow grazing in the field to that showing up on your dinner plate. So you think about the farm, you think about logistics, you think about the auction house, you think about the slaughter facility, you think about all the steps in that process. Every step has a vulnerability that's attached to it. I've been very fortunate that we have a great relationship with USDA, and USDA has opened a lot of doors for me to further understand the farm to fork continuum and understand what those vulnerabilities look like. Again, keep in mind, the FBI is not a regulator, but it's important that I align myself with partners like USDA to understand what those vulnerabilities are, because if a situation comes up where there is an incident, I want to go into that incident with at least a baseline knowledge of what those vulnerabilities look like.
If you observe any suspicious activity involving chemical, biological, or radiological materials, you're urged to report it by calling 855-TEL-FBI. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.